Next individual, please.
Item 45, request of Phyllis Reynolds to address council regarding Forest Park.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Phyllis Reynolds, and I am writing a history of Hoyt Arboretum. And in the process of doing my research, I came across records left by two curators, Ernie Fisher, who was curator from 1940 to 1970, and Jim Bray, who was curator 15 years after that. And they both were expressed in their reports anger about motorcycles in Hoyt Arboretum. The motorcycles destroyed the trails, they destroyed the plant life along and under the trails, and they were both very upset. I don't think there are any motorcycles anymore, but there are bikes. But think a minute about the size of a motorcycle tire and a mountain bike tire, and think about the damage that a mountain bike tire can do on a path. And then you should think about the trail maintenance that has to take place if there's any kind of a single-track trail. It will require constant maintenance, because otherwise you're asking for a landslide in the long run, because it makes root. These bike tires will cut roots of trees and destroy the stuff along the sides. And then think about enforcing bikes to stay on the routes they're supposed to stay on and how expensive that is. And I know that the parks budget this year, I think, is 15% less than last year. And so kind of factor in what the expenses would be of trail maintenance on a long trail, constant maintenance, and enforcement. Now, I am a member of the Portland Garden Club, one of the founders of Forest Park. And last year they wrote the council members, the commissioners, a letter supporting the 1995 Forest Park Natural Resource Plan. And they were very vehement about supporting the 8-foot wide track for bikes. And now I am dismayed to be sitting here once again before you, begging you to please not do a Trump-like maneuver and overrule the 1995 Forest Park Natural Resource Plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony. Next.